It's time for the Open Mic Podcast with your host, Brett Allen. Broadcasting live from the Bay Area studios, here at the Open Mic, no topic is off limits. And of course, you never know who may stop by. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into episode 156 of the Open Mic Podcast. It's good to be here today. We have a fun episode lined up for you. My good friend Eric Hunley and I got together last week, and we did another one of our behind-the-scenes episodes. It was a lot of fun. I love hanging out with him. We just had a great conversation, and we're talking about a few different things this week. Again, just to be clear, this is a pre-recorded conversation, and we are discussing ways that we share our podcast, new things to do as far as getting the message out, and letting people know that we're doing something. And that is part of the conversation that we had. It was just so much fun. He and I just click really well together. Be sure to check out his podcast as well if you haven't already. And all that information will be available in the show notes. But it's Unstructured with Eric Hunley. And what else did we talk about? I don't even remember, to be honest. He'll laugh at this when he hears this. We talk about so much. And my memory is absolutely horrible. I'm lucky if I can remember to tie my own shoes. I think we talked about, I don't even remember. It's a good conversation. It's been so long since we've had it. We give our thoughts on Memorial Day as well. And we talk about sharing. We talk about some new options that we're exploring to get the information out to the listeners. So without further ado, here is my conversation with the fun and fantastic Eric Hunley from the Unstructured Podcast.
We are joined again by Brett Allen for another Behind the Scenes.
Hello there, sir. Happy Memorial Day to you.
Happy. Well, that's kind of an ironic thing to say in a after fashion. It is a somber holiday after all.
Well, it is. It is very somber, but to me, it's more than just a day off. I think we both served in the military. I never saw any combat or any wartime in that regard, but I'm definitely thankful for serving my country for sure. And I think really just being memorable of, those who have gone before us, who allow us to really be off today and, have our day at the beach or barbecue, whatever it is that we're doing. But yeah, a little somber, but I'm thankful though, for sure. As well as you are, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know how you feel. I, like you, I never saw any combat. I served in the late 90s, so I kind of ducked that. And I always feel weird when people do the whole thank you for your service.
Yeah, it is a little bit odd, especially given the fact that I didn't see any of those things that you mentioned. And I think even now, though, even though we are considered veterans, so to speak, I think it's a different classification of veteran than what may have come out in the last 10 or so years. Would you agree or disagree?
I totally agree. And I'd say even the past almost 20 years. I mean, after
the last 20 years, but even recently though, I think I've noticed it a lot more. But yes, I would agree with you that there's definitely, a different classification, but at the end of the day, I am thankful for my military service, but yeah, it's a little bit weird for me, like, especially here, the military is pretty prevalent. I think there too, you have a base, but we have a base literally in the town where I live. So going,
we're the captain of the Navy,
something like that, right?
Yeah, we the largest naval presence in the world, more nuclear reactors in this area than any place on the planet due to all the
warships. Do you have a bomb shelter in your house?
No. But you know what? If something hit here, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. Guys are pretty targeted.
Everybody.
Yeah.
We're on the
ship. Yeah. And that's the thing. Well, there's Travis Air Force Base here. And the thing about that is, they do. I got my veteran's ID card recently, and I've been using it a lot lately. And so everywhere I go now, I ask if they do a military discount. And They do, but then, you know, there, like I said, there's this weird thing where it's, you know, I'm a veteran, but not in the way that it's traditionally known, like you said, even in the last 20 years, 10 years, 5 years. Although I did go get deployed, you know, I was there more of a security function than anything else. And we never saw, like, somebody like Chase Hughes, who we've both had on our podcast. I would consider him most definitely, you know, to be a veteran, or those who are service connected who are out of the military because of some sort of, whether, you know, they've been affected with a disability or some sort of, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder type of thing. Even that I would consider to be more of a veteran than myself. But
yeah, we had P.H.
Yeah,
yeah. Goes back, and he has over 1,000 combat missions. That's
well.
That's
see, and he would, what he did. You're the one that went out, and he's the one that went out and did the military contracts, right? That's the one.
He did that okay. After the fact. He also was in Bosnia while he was in. Then he got called in, so he served inside in Iraq doing intel. Then he got out and came back in as a contractor doing intel. He just couldn't get enough of action.
Those guys, I would consider, they saw more action than we did, even in the early 2000s, you know, when I was over in Bosnia or, you know, Kosovo, that sort of thing. Like, they're the ones that went out and made sure that we had laundry or we had food delivered to our base. They were out there pounding the sand. I find that guy very interesting, you know, because of the fact that of what he did. So, you know, in all regards, thank you to everyone who served, whether it was in the last 20 years or who is currently serving that might be listening now. But I think, yeah, it's just a personal thing, honestly, like self-deprecating. Like, I don't really consider myself to be a veteran, so to speak. But again, you know, I paid for college, so I can't complain too much, but it's just weird. I even feel weird using my ID to get military discounts. Cause I think when they look at it, they go, oh, he's a veteran, you know? And then people are like, well, when did you serve? 96 to 2001. And you know, that was a long time ago for me, I think. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, and one last thing, it was a meme that I saw going around earlier and I reshared it, but I think it's a really worthwhile thing to consider, that people who are in uniform currently have a holiday called Armed Services.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
In the third week of May. Then if you want to look at anyone who's ever been in the uniform, which would include Brett and I, and obviously anybody who saw action too, Veterans Day is in November. Now, Memorial Day, though, is about those who never made it out.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's like World War One, World War Two, D-Day. There was something going on, yeah, that said, thank these soldiers who conquered the beach so you could have your day at the beach or something like that. I don't know. Those things bug the hell out of me, quite honestly, but whatever.
That's a little flippant. You know, it's kind of like, well, I'm not going to blame people for not going somewhere. If they don't wish to, it is a volunteer army.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure. It's a day where people barbecue and they have hot dogs, you know, do whatever. But I don't know. I had a Frosty from McDonald's, so I guess that's how I'm celebrating, or a McFlurry from McDonald's.
We're celebrating McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah. And
we have 3 days, so we can actually do it over.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the beauties of doing this is, you know, there has to be quality control. It's definitely a marathon, not a race.
Speaking of quality control, I understand that you are moving your show.
Yes, yes. Actually, I thought it was done yesterday, but it wasn't. So now I'm waiting on Apple to wave their magic wand to approve me to be in control of my own podcast, which I guess technically I was never really in charge of or control of. I don't know. So they're out of the office on vacation today, the one person who's responding to all those emails. So really, once Apple approves everything, then I think I have to email Anchor back and say that it's been approved, and then they'll complete the redirect on their end. So, but then they told me Simplecast, which is where I'm moving to, told me keep your Anchor going for at least another month just to make sure.
Redirect.
Yes, yes. But the way that they explain it to me is that really I don't have to do anything other than just put episodes up on Simplecast. It's great. I mean, it's definitely a lot different as far as, you know, the metrics and everything that I can read. I shared some numbers with Eric about a particular episode that I had. So I'm at 30,000 total downloads, I think. I don't even know if that's really accurate, to be honest, but then one episode I had like over 7,000 or almost 7,000. And I didn't realize that if someone puts it on a player on their website, every time the player comes up, the episode plays, it counts as a play. But I don't think 6,000 people have actually listened to that episode. Anyway, the point in all of it is that I'm trying to move my show to where I can have complete control over everything. I know what's up. I don't have to worry about if a number's accurate or not. It just provides me as the host and content creator, you know, to be fully in charge. So yeah, that's the long and short of it.
Yeah, there's a lesson in there too. Like going to Anchor is really awesome to start experimenting on the show because it's easy. But the fact is you don't really own it. Now, I'm not saying that they're using your stuff or whatever, but because there's that middleman host, you can't really get to your Apple stuff, and thus Overcast, Pocket Cast, Castro, a bunch of players all roll through the Apple.
That's true. And, you know, they would swear by the sword that you have complete and total control over everything. But I mean, you don't in the sense of you can't get into your Apple stats. You can't get into your Spotify stats. And there's just a lot of other things. It's not the greatest, but I did it because it was easy and I could do it from my phone. So that's why, you know, I went with Anchor originally, was just because I could just do it, you know, and I didn't have to do anything. And at the time, it was still a year, less than a year in when they had switched from, I think it was something else before that. I'm not sure what it was. Do you know what they did? It was like a radio show. I don't know. You could do something.
Well, yeah. They were still Anchor, but they weren't really designed. They were trying to be like the Photoshop of audio, I think would be the way to put it. And then they got into the podcasting, and their player is very good, especially the ability to edit on the player, a lot of very cool functions. And they realized that, hey, this Photoshop for audio is a cool idea, but it's not really getting a lot of traction. What if we made it a, you know, podcast player? And then they became a host.
Right. And then the cool thing about it is all you had to do was upload your episode and then they distributed it everywhere for you. And that was the part that was easy. I think I tried Adam Carolla's masterclass on podcasting, and that was, it was cool, but a waste of $65.
It's not the most
thorough. Well, it's not. And I think, you know, it's kind of antiquated as far as, I don't know, just like the way that you do things or how to do things and that sort of thing. So, but it was cool. I mean, I learned a couple of things, but was never able to get my money back.
So, the podcasting world, there's a lot of videos out there who are only a few years old, but things have changed so
rapidly. I could have learned it from YouTube. Had I come across that before Anchor, you know, that would have been different. But I mean, Anchor just kind of, I could literally pick up my phone and just record. The quality was decent because iPhone has a good microphone. And I just throw in music and it was the end of things. And then I just uploaded it. I was doing like 2 or 3 episodes a day because it was fun. Now I'm down to 1 a week. And that's a lot of work.
You're a maniac.
Well, I mean, I was just, it was something new. You know what I'm saying? It was fun. It's like, I don't know, I could think of a really crass reference, but I won't share it. But it's just one of those things where, yeah, I'll tell you off air, but it's kind of like, okay, this is fun to play with. And then it just becomes work at that point. So, you know, because you have to up the quality and you have to, you know, there's just a lot of things that you don't really figure out. And then, of course, Corolla's podcasting, you know, the gear that they were recommending was just really expensive. And in any case, so now I've kind of know how things work. And I just decided that I wanted to move platforms just so I could have more control over everything. And it's really easy. I was able to import all my episodes with no problem. And so all I really have to do is just wait for this Apple business to be done. And then I think we're golden. But you, yeah. Now, what's that?
It'll be free.
Well, $35 a month. But yeah. And that's like the middle of the road plan. Well, that comes with Recast. That comes with the customizable embedded players. It also, they have one that's less expensive, but this one has pretty detailed analytics. It's cool. I mean,
hey, if you're rich, man, go for it. I'm doing my $11 a month plan by paying ahead. Oh no, nine.
Well, I mean, if I could pay it all in advance, then it would be a lot cheaper. But I don't know. That's a small investment. You know, to be able to do something, it's unlimited everything as far as like database and stuff. And I think there is a download limit, but I'll never reach that limit. Like, it's super crazy high. So what about you? You had a little bit of a snafu recently, right? With your show, the website went down.
Womp, womp. Over time, sad trombone. I need that sound effect put in.
Yeah, you would think for what you paid for that Rodecaster that it would do that.
Well, it might, but I'm not going to go through every one of them to find it.
Yeah, you're lucky you were able to record at this point. So yeah, you have to find it.
This is true. No, I went to move my website. I developed the first website, and I think you would agree that it was very functional, but kind of institutional looking, just very, or utilitarian. Yeah. Clean, you could find everything, it worked, but it wasn't super. It was very slow loading, and it just, I didn't think it was up to a great standard. And I've been working with a South African friend and fan of the show, Bradley Eaglefeather, and he has done just miraculous work.
Yeah, it looks pretty sharp. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, I'm really thrilled. I mean, he's put so much thought, so much effort in SEO, everything. And we created this as a subdomain. So my main site is unstructured.com at the time. And then underneath, we created the new site as net.unstructured.com. So that way, both could be accessible, living on the same server, and kind of quietly being developed.
Okay. Yeah, it looks great. So you got it going, and then what happened?
Okay, so in order to move everything safely, I needed to move to a better, faster server. And the way to do that was I targeted the net.unstructured and said, grab that and move that to the high-speed WordPress solution they have. So I did that, and they moved it over. Now, at that point, I got with tech support and said, okay, I need net.unstructured, which is a subdomain, to be promoted up to be a parent domain or unstructured. And they took me through that, and then we deleted the old site, and everything is perfect. And that was a Saturday. Come Saturday evening, late in the evening, a couple beers in, I was getting emails from a Jetpack, and that's a free service I really recommend to everyone. Couple beers in, yes. I was getting notices from Jetpack saying the site is down. And I've been getting that before with a shared site. And they would, you know, I wait it out and they'd be back up. And that was part of why I moved it. So I was like, okay, maybe it was more than a couple of beers then. And I decided that I wasn't going to deal with it. That night.
So it was an operator error because of the beer. You're sure about that?
Okay. I'm positive.
Just want to make sure, my friend. Just want to make sure.
Yep. Well, thank you. Thank you for your outlook. Because I didn't touch anything. I just read emails.
Hilarious.
So the next morning I looked and there's an email that said that the site was back up. I was like, oh, okay, well, good. Well, then I went to go to the site, and the reason why it said it was back up is they had a fill-in page that said the site didn't exist. I got a hold of them, and essentially they claimed that the accounts were closed. And through that, the sites were deleted. I got into argument with them. We went back and forth. They offered to check for the backups. At that point, I got a little annoyed with everything. And so I shared my woes with my friends.
Yes, where everybody goes to complain.
You know, I get some attention sometimes.
That's true. Yeah, very true.
A day later, they acknowledged it. So it wasn't as timely there, but miraculously, a couple hours later, I happened to check the site. Everything was just like it was on Saturday.
Well, there you have it, sports fans. So it was back and running again, just in a short amount of time.
However, one lesson here. There is a service that's free on WordPress called Updraft. Make sure you install that so you can have your site backed up to Dropbox or Google Drive or somewhere in case this happens. Because it is very, very uncomfortable to say, oh, hey, you know, Bradley, you put a couple hundred hours into development. It's gone. Completely gone.
Unfortunate at best.
Yeah, that's one word for it. So on a happy note, the site is up. I think it's running a lot smoother. I'm getting I'm getting more traffic even, and I think that may be because it loads faster. So maybe people, when they click to check another page, the page loads, so they actually stay on a little bit longer.
Wow.
It's funny how those.
So now work. It's working just fine, and everybody can go to your website, unstructured.pod.
No, unstructured.
Unstructuredpod.com and check everything out. I think that's the next thing that I need to do is redo my website. Maybe to WordPress and just figure out a way to do it.
Well, Simplecast may do that.
Well, they do, but you have to have a WordPress website. And so I'm on GoDaddy. Okay. So now I just have to figure out a way to get everything over to my website.
They don't serve up a WordPress site.
They might. I'm not sure.
Because if they do, then maybe you could just point your domain name at the Simplecast and boom, you've got a site. You know, you just,
yeah, I'll right have there. To mess around with it and see what the options are.
We'll get through your current.
Yeah. Channel. I know, one thing at a time. Right. So hopefully that'll all be up and running here by the end of the week. We'll see. Yeah.
Excellent. Hopefully it'll be a moot point. I'll release this and you'll already be up. And nobody.
There you go. Yeah. So a busy week ahead and my kids graduating kindergarten or preschool on Monday. So next Monday. So I'm just going to work this week and then head down to the Bay Area at Monterey and be with my kid for the weekend as he graduates preschool on Monday. Big milestone. And then who knows? Maybe I can just release this on my feed. I don't know. We'll see. But whatever is clever, because Anchor is still active as of right now.
Okay. That might work. Now, one thing I did want to chat with you about, and really I want to just chat with whomever is listening. I know I'm supposed to say you as in one person, but really I want it to be in the many hundreds. And I hope that the many hundreds who are listening want to join in on the show.
That would be fun. How can they do that?
Well, I'm looking at two options. And of course, you and I would have to line it up and get feedback from people to find out when would be good times, what we could do. But CastBox reached out to me a few weeks back to be part of a beta program called Livecast, and I did a phone call with them, and we discussed it. And that is kind of similar to a call-in radio mm-hmm. show. Like, you and I can do it through our computer, through the website, and get the full fidelity audio that we're doing right now. But then people could use their app and they could call in. And I think they have a chat functionality. I'll have to look at it deeper. And it would sort of be like a live
That'd
radio
be fun.
Show. So next time we're doing a behind the scenes, it'd be cool to have behind the scenes with and whomever's calling in and chatting with us.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
Two is Get Vocal, GetVokl. I think that's the one you're more excited about, but that one is a video player. And for those who are deep in nerd technology, some call it Blab 2.0. And it is very community driven, to where you and I could start an episode with the two seats on. And then there's two other seats that we could either have open or locked. And there's a chat function, and people could come in and out of the call through those seats. There's other community functions and things like that that are also available.
I like the idea of video. That's kind of fun to me. So that could be interesting.
Well, Get Vocal is pretty interesting too, because they are now allowing output to Facebook Live, Periscope, YouTube, and LinkedIn.
Is Periscope still a thing?
Well, for Scott Adams. I don't know, but yeah, it does seem like Scott Adams is Periscope, and I don't know of anyone else doing it. And they have a Periscope audio only that I was kind of tempted to look at and just never really did. But I don't know. I don't know if it's really a thing.
I thought Periscope would just become a hotbed for people to stream naked videos. That's all it was.
Where's that?
Periscope. Sure. Yeah, Periscope, when it came out, it was kind of cool. But then people were using it to like live stream sex-related stuff. And so they started banning people and blocking people. And I know it was popular for a hot minute. You know, Jay Moore was using it for like his, you know, ESPN sports program.
Yeah, Periscope was in response to something else that was really, really popular. I forgot the
Meerkat.
Name of it already.
It was that Meerkat was first, and then Twitter came up with Periscope
to kill the other one.
So you could basically do this through Twitter, and it would blast out to Facebook and just everywhere else. That was kind of the thing. And it was very popular for a very long time. But then, I don't know if it's still around, but I haven't been on Periscope in a really long time. Everybody was using it. It was like a thing. You know, it was super popular. And then people just started posting or just doing like all kinds of stuff.
Like
what's that?
Cool. I mean, Twitter is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, there was weird. That was like a 2-second delay when you said that. In any case, it was just dumb. I haven't used it in a while. People used to do AMAs on there, and you know, you could just go on and ask anybody anything. And then they started like verifying people. I had a whole conversation about it with one of my guests the other day. She was an early adopter of it. She doesn't go on there anymore. Courtney Ruppert. She's a model. She does a lot of different things, but yeah.
Cool. So she's coming up
well,
soon?
Well, as soon as I can move into my new house. Whatever that is. Because I don't really want to do a bunch of other stuff until I know this is all done. So I would,
Sure.
I just want to wait until it's all completed so I don't have to deal with Anchor anymore. Personal
I totally
preference.
Understand it. So what is coming up next for you?
So anyway, I don't really know what's next once I move into my house. I have probably about 8 or 9 episodes in the can. So we'll just see. Once I get everything over and I know that the functionality is complete, then I will release an episode. So I guess I'm technically on hiatus. How about you, my friend?
No, we'll give you this one. Then you'll have one to carry it over.
Yes.
I have later this week. I'm kind of excited. I did an episode with it. I call it a discussion versus a debate, but it had Christopher Lockhead and Super Joe Pardo. And it was a discussion about whether podcasters should charge guests. And the opinions are very strong on the episode.
You could say that.
Now, Chris Lockhead is a amazing person. I'm really happy to call him a friend. And he's exactly who I wanted on because he's passionate. He doesn't go halfway on any statement.
No.
He sees something, and he's kind of a punk rocker of the corporate world. Now, that in turn led to Hall of Fame podcasting legend, really, Dave Jackson, commenting on it, saying that he liked the basic premise. He was interested, but do we really need to have that language? And he felt strong enough about it that he actually mentioned it in the School of Podcasting. That was a welcome drop to hear.
Yeah, I would say so for sure.
But I thought about it and I was like, well, I've been looking for another point of discussion because I really liked what happened with the first one. How about explicit language in podcasting as a subject? So I invited Dave to come on, since he expressed, you know, strong feelings about it. And he works for Libsyn, who's a distributor and is so deep in the industry. And I also invited on Daniele Bolelli, who does a Drunken Taoist, History on Fire, and is a off and on guest on Joe Rogan. He's been on like 8 times or so. And Daniele is definitely very free speech minded, very fine with explicit language.
Mm-hmm.
And we've set up to have another discussion. I'll be recording on Friday and try to get it out on the weekend. I think it's a good weekend chat.
Cool. Should be fun. Excited to hear it.
I'm excited to have it out there. Now, where can people find out more about you, Brett?
TheOpenMicPodcast.net. That's where all my episodes are. Everything is hanging out there for now. How about you?
UnstructuredPod.com. Great place to go. Or Unstructured in any player.
Very cool. Well, thanks for having me again. This is a lot of fun, Eric. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
All righty. Thanks again for listening, joining in, and being a part of both of our shows. Again, all the information will be available in the show notes, and it's great to be on Simplecast. I forgot to mention that as well. We're at a brand new house, broadcasting live from the Bay Area studios. Until next time, cheers.
That brings today's episode to a close. Thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed today's episode, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a kind rating and review. It really does help. Until next time, cheers and be well.